Life Audio.
Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real-life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where I encourage, equip, and empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's Word.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
On today's episode, I want to talk about prayer in a very specific way. Oftentimes, our conversation about prayer involves our communication to God and our hearing from God. However, what do we do when it feels like God is silent? What do we do when we feel like we just aren't hearing from Him? That's exactly what we're going to talk about on today's episode. But before we get into the content, I want to share with you another positive podcast review and rating that was left for us from Lotus2017123. And she says, Christina is a great host and explains the elements of prayer in a clear and concise way. She's very informative and encouraging for a new believer like me. Definitely enjoyed this podcast. Highly recommend. Thank you so much, Lotus2017123, for leaving that positive rating and review. If you are enjoying the Teach Us to Pray podcast, I want to humbly ask that you would also leave us a positive review on whatever platform you enjoy this podcast. Not only does it encourage us to keep going in the work that we're doing on this podcast, but it also helps other believers find this podcast so they can be encouraged in their prayer life as well. Today, as we talk about what to do when we feel like God is silent or we feel like we're not hearing from Him, I want us to look at someone in the Bible who has experienced that same situation. And it is the psalmist of Psalm 42. As we read this psalm, you will see that this psalmist completely understands what it is like to feel like God is quiet, to feel like you just can't hear from Him. Now, this is especially challenging when you really need to hear from God, when you're in a difficult situation and you feel like God is silent. That can sometimes feel like the absolute worst. What are we to do then? Do we conclude that God's not there? Do we conclude that He's not with us? Do we conclude that there's something wrong with us? We're doing something wrong? I want to look at this psalm to learn how we can practically and appropriately respond when we feel like God is silent. Psalm 42, it's a short psalm, so I'm going to go ahead and read it so that we can truly grasp the feelings of the psalmist, similar feelings that many of us will feel when we feel like God is silent. It reads, "As a deer pants for flowing streams, so my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would go to the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude-keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. My soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me. By day, the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forsaken me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? Why are you downcast, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Now, like I told you, this psalmist knows what it is like to be in a situation where you feel like God is gone. You feel like God isn't either listening or he's not speaking to you. But this psalmist also teaches us how to hold on to hope in those situations, how to praise God through those situations, how to position ourselves so that even when it feels like God is silent, we're ready to hear from him. The first lesson we learn from this psalmist when we feel like God is silent is to draw near to God. The first words of the psalm reads, as a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. I love the poetry of that verse. I love the visual elements in that verse of a deer panting for water, and that describes how our souls should feel for God, that we should be drawing near to him. We should be thirsty for God because we understand that he is what we need. Sometimes it's not that God is silent. It's, are we listening? Are we thirsty for him? Do we want to hear from him? Is your desire for just what you want, or is your desire for God? James 4:8 says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. That's a promise. Regardless of how you feel, if you feel like God is with you or not, if you feel like he hears you or not, if you feel like he's speaking to you or not, are you drawing near to God? Or have you just given up on the whole idea of hearing from God altogether? Have you become discouraged? Have you become frustrated with God because of what you're going through? It's not what you want, and you've distanced yourself from God. Let me tell you, this is not the time to distance yourself from God. This is the time to draw near to God, because it's in drawing near to God that we receive the promise that he will draw near to us. The second lesson that we learn from the psalmist of Psalm 42, when we feel like God is silent, and this is my favorite, if I'm honest with you, is to remember what God did in the past. Remember what he said to you in the past. I love that in this scripture, the psalmist goes back and he says, I remember when times were good. I remember when I walked up to the house of the Lord and praised the Lord. I remember what he did for me in the land of Jordan. When it feels like God is silent, when it feels like he's not there, Remember what he did in the past. Remember how it felt when you felt like he was there. Remember what he said the last time that he spoke to you. Oftentimes we can get so caught up in the current moment that we feel like our current reality is what it's always been and what it always will be. And that's just not true. Our life consists of moments. We live from one moment to the next. And this moment that we're in now does not define the totality of our life or our relationship with God. It's just a moment that we're passing through. It's just a feeling that God is silent, that will pass. Although times change and seasons change, God does not. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. And so when we remember what life was like when we were hearing from God, when it felt like he was with us, we have to understand that even if it doesn't feel that way right now, that truth still stands. That God hears us, that he's with us, that his silence, or what feels like his silence, does not mean his abandonment. I want you to remember the blessings that God has given you in the past. And I want you to know that if he did it before, regardless of how you feel today, he can do it again. Finally, the psalmist of Psalm 42 reminds us, when we feel like God is silent, to worship while we wait. In verse 5, the psalmist says, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation." You know what I love about this psalmist is he doesn't wait for his feelings. He doesn't wait to feel like praising God. He doesn't wait to feel like God is with him. He doesn't wait to feel like God isn't silent anymore. No, he tells his soul what to do. He tells his feelings how to feel. He says, hope in God. He tells his soul what to do. He decides, I shall again praise him. My goodness, the faith. I wonder if we can have that faith today. The faith that says, even though it feels like God is silent, I'm going to praise him anyways. I'm going to praise him for what he did in the past. I'm going to praise him for what he will do because I believe in God more than I believe in my feelings. What I love about having a heart of worship, even when we feel like, what I love about having a heart of worship, even when we feel like God is silent, is that it transforms our minds. It helps us to realize that we don't serve God just for how he makes us feel or what he gives us. True worship is just about who God is. And like we shared, and like I just shared with you, God is always the same. He's always good. He's always a good father. He's always with us. That's not going to change. Our feelings change, but God does not. I hope that this Psalm 42 encourages you in your seasons of silence. And sometimes that's exactly what they are. Sometimes God allows us to go through seasons of silence so that we will be motivated to draw near to him, so that we will worship him truthfully and in spirit, so that we'll take the time to remember what he did in the past. If you're in a silent season, if you feel like God is silent, I want you to see the blessing in this season as an opportunity for you to remember that God is good even in this season, that he hasn't changed. This is an opportunity for you to grow your spiritual muscle, to walk by faith and not by sight. God may be silent, but he's still working. The Bible says that he does not slumber nor sleep. He always has an eye on us. He's not surprised by what you're going through or even what you feel. He loves you. He hears you. So I encourage you, draw near to him. Remember what he's done in the past and know he can do it again, and worship while you wait. Did you know that God made all of us beautifully different, even in the way that we pray? That's right. Your prayer personality is the unique way that you are most likely to communicate with God, and knowing which of the three prayer personality types you have can equip you to hear from God more clearly and overcome any obstacles to your communication with him. I invite you to take my prayer personality quiz to learn how you best hear from God, how you most likely connect with him in prayer, and to just have a little fun. Take the quiz now at prayquiz.com or find the link in the show notes for today's episode. It is my hope that today's Teach Us to Pray show has provided you with insight and helpful tips on how you can pray. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer, so I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you will share it with a friend and subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we will continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org or join me on the Beloved Women app for unlimited videos to grow your faith, learn God's word, and encourage your soul, available now in the Apple or Google Play stores or at belovedwomen.tv. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.